Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if you can hear any, if you do hear any weird background noise during this episode, it's because one of my neighbors has like 50 people over and they're practicing for a quinceañera, I can only assume, because there's a bunch of people outside practicing dancing, like teenage boys, yeah.
Grandpa. So
that's what's going on.
I don't hear anything, so probably okay.
It's really loud on my end.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. So thank you so much for joining me today.
I have a special guest,
Allie from Notable Nostalgia.
What's up, everybody?
Our favorite podcast. We are doing season 7, episode 11, What a Drag, a Boy Meets World. Sorry.
the details, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic episode last season.
I know, so sad. Yeah. Just in general, like in general thoughts on season 7.
I don't know. I feel like it loses its touch.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. It's an okay season, but it's definitely nowhere near my favorites.
Well, okay. I mean, I can see that.
You can disagree. I mean, if you like it, that's great.
I think that this was a perfect episode to pick because everybody points to this as a key episode of like the Flanderization of Eric and how he gets stupider and stupider. I like to argue that his character is like so far beyond all the other characters in Boy Meets World. They just can't see how great he is. He's like a secret genius, in my opinion. And I think this episode is just even further proof of that.
Yeah, I think he's been kind of far gone for a while before this one even hits our radar.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's what kind of makes the episode at least. If not like the real comedy for the whole season, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I had watched an interview with the guy that plays Eric. He was saying that basically if you saw him as a lead in an episode, it was because Corey Ben Savage had finals or like was studying for a class.
Okay.
So that's likely what was happening during the filming of this episode and why they had to go like diverge off into Eric being the main character, which was really fun.
Yeah, his name's Will Friedle.
Thank you. Yeah, Will Friedle. Thanks.
However you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, in this episode, Eric and Jack are forced to go into hiding when they bust a fellow student nicknamed Crazy Luther. Who's like attempting to throw an illegal rave. You know, they catch them before the rave happens, unfortunately. That would have been great to see a rave on Boy Meets World. And what are they going to do? They're stuck. Like, they're going to get beat up by these guys that they snitched on. So they decide that they're going to come up with alternate identities, of course. The only logical thing to do. And Eric decides to be Chantal, a shy French girl, and Jack is going to be Lala, a recovering drug addict. So.
Yes, Chantal Dubois.
This episode is so weird. Okay, so.
Yeah. It's a ride.
This must be that floating rave the school's been trying to bust. You think we should call the cops? Are you nuts? That's Crazy Luther Montafo. He's insane. Crazy Luther? The guy who sells the stereo products at low prices. No, Crazy Luther chewed off his own brother's finger. Don't go near this guy, man. He's psycho. You have to think about it. We turn him in, we're heroes.
Okay. So basically, they decide that they're going to dress up as girls to hide from them. And we just got the whole episode almost takes place entirely in the student union.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really small set. It's either in there or the apartments.
Right, which
so this opening scene, first I want to point out all the sideburns and spiked hair that you could ever ask for.
Yes.
And then so they call the cops on Crazy Luther and the cops are holding him, and so there's this scene where like Eric is getting in Luther's face and like, haha, we got you, and then he like gives it away that like, well, you didn't actually commit the crime, so maybe these cops shouldn't hold you, and then the cops let him go, but he'd still broke into the student union. Like, shouldn't he have gone and been booked?
That's what I was thinking this time around too.
Like, I mean, yes, it's part of the storyline or whatever, but it's a little loophole.
Yeah, I mean, I always do fantasize when I fantasize about breaking into schools at night. when I'm in my youth, obviously, I did fantasize that like I wouldn't get in trouble for it. It would just be like a catch and release kind of thing, which I think is a bad precedent to set when you're like sending messages to young kids, like, like, don't worry, the student cops will just let you go. Like, no, yeah. No.
Yeah, and they probably were likely campus security, so they're probably like, eh, this is beyond our pay grade, so
yeah. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah. We gotta come up with something that is very smart. Not that.
All right, here's what we're gonna do.
No. You can do that. I'd rather die.
Fine, die. After your funeral, I'm going shopping.
How do I look, babe?
Yes on the dress, no on the face.
What, too much makeup?
Too much ugly.
Eric!
Hey, whoa. It's not Eric. Don't call me Eric. Don't ever call me Eric again.
So, who are you?
I don't know yet. Let's see, I'm...
My name is Olga Svetlana. I'm a shot put champion. I don't shave my armpit.
Eric, you need to find your own inner woman.
Inner woman. Discover my chickness.
Chantel. Chantel Dubois, my little French girl. And I'm very shy.
Enchanté.
Oh, man. So I think it's great that they get Sean to help inspire Eric, or Chantel now, because, you know, Sean has gone through that experience of picking an identity, you know, since we talked about the last episode, Chick Like Me. So I thought it was kind of cool that they had Eric or Sean be the one that helps him.
It does seem like he's like passing the torch.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know why he has to call Eric ugly, though.
I know.
I think he's the way better looking one. Like, I almost wondered, like, I really was dying to hear what you had to say about this, because are they doing this purposely because Eric is so much better looking?
I don't know why. I don't know why they go with this route of Eric's the ugly one, only because he's like slightly bigger.
Wait, is that why? He's so much better looking. I'm sorry.
Okay. So before I even like realized I was trans and like kind of knew what was going on, like I was jealous of Eric because he was so pretty as a woman. And like, I think it takes away from the episode that we're supposed to believe that he's not pretty.
Yeah. It's really, you know? It's bizarre.
And like his voice is great. He does a good female voice. Whereas Jack's like, hello, like this, yeah, you know, like ridiculous version of a voice. Like, in no way is Jack believable as a woman, but we're supposed to just go with the storyline that like he's the one that Crazy Luther or any boy would be oogling over. It's outrageous.
It's very, very, very bizarre. Eric
bothers me.
He looks so good as a woman. Yeah. So good. And he's such a good actor. I mean, yes, he carries any kind of role, yeah, he gets in this show, he can carry.
Yeah, and he's very funny as Chantel. And Jack is just, I don't know. Jack's not really funny, you know? And
don't get me wrong, yeah, like, I loved the Lawrence brothers in the 90s. Yeah. I was obsessed with them. I watched Brotherly Love, was really big for me, and all of their movies. I was just obsessed with the Lawrence brothers, but like, I cannot, no. I'm just like, no, this is a no.
Well, I mean, I don't mind Jack's character as part of the series. I think he adds to it. I think he has good chemistry, sure, with Sean and Eric, but this episode is just so out of left field and just kind of, I don't know. It doesn't really even go with like the canon of season 7. It's just an episode they did.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think they just dropped the ball and making us try to believe this storyline.
Yeah, definitely. Eric's always been the star.
Yeah.
Like, but they should have left it that way.
It's still fun enough with Eric that I like it. So
yeah. You know, Eric tells fucking Eric, Jack. Okay. He's telling Jack, he's like, you need to dress up too, you know. Yep. But Jack's not taking it as well, of course, because he's not a creative soul.
Or he's very insecure with his masculinity.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too, which we do know from like other episodes.
Yeah.
Can we just leave town? We can't leave town. We got midterms all week. No, I'm a man and I'm staying a man and I'm facing him like a man.
My favorite color is yellow. I'm such a happy fellow. It makes me jiggle like jello. Hello.
That is so stupid, but I like Corey.
sorry.
Fred Savage just kills it. Like, he's amazing. I love him.
Yeah. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in a room.
To add the hello at the end.
School bus yellow.
Yeah.
Like the most hideous color yellow you could imagine. Room filled with it.
and then this begins our side storyline with Corey and Topanga, and what Corey is decorating the apartment for Topanga without asking her how she wants it to look.
Yeah, so this is when they've moved into student housing, you know, because they're a married couple, even though they're in college, and this is their whole arc. And like, Topanga's hair is fully crimped. She spent 40 minutes with a crimping iron in the bathroom mirror in the morning before class. It's wild.
And she's got some bell-bottom jeans on, which are fantastic.
Yes.
The sneakers.
Corey's just happy as can be, painting this house yellow, this apartment. I'll play a little bit of this.
$3.99 a bucket. Same as the city pays.
You've really worked hard on this, haven't you?
I have. Because, you know, once we decided that we were going to fix this place up, I really wanted to put my heart and soul into it, you know? I mean, I want you to be happy here, Topanga.
I want me to be happy here, too.
Right. Well, I've got a lot of ideas.
Let's talk about them.
No. I want to surprise you. I mean, that look on your face when you walked in meant so much to me, Topanga.
God. But yeah, basically they're not in the episode a lot. We just kind of pop in and out with them, seeing how distressed Topanga is over the decoration of the room until it resolves itself at the end. And but we do, because yeah, this whole episode really, you know, revolves around Chantel, I feel like.
Absolutely.
So yeah, they're gonna make their debut at the student union.
Bonjour. You see Lala? You see how simple it is? Lala! Where did she go? Lala, girlfriend! I believe it's time for you to make your debut.
This is crazy, Eric.
It's not crazy. Don't call me Eric, Jack.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, this is my friend Lala. She too is shy.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to just her, okay?
You do not wish to talk to me?
No. I, however, do wish to talk to you.
Oh, it's Monsieur Fini. Don't be a Badinsky. It's a very long story. You will not figure it out.
What's to figure? He's pretty and you look like a bison.
What?
Double D's, just like your grades.
Oh my god, Joey Pauline. Lawrence is so ugly. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like that, but like he's so ugly. It's like hard to look at him.
Yeah, like I feel like they didn't even try to make him look better.
That hair looks so bad.
The hair is so fake. Yeah. Eric looks slightly natural.
He does, like, right? Really. Like, really.
And then, you know, and then Mr. Feeney calls him a bison, which is just cruel.
Like, why are you making fun of his bigger boobs? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's strange. And then, like, this crazy Luther guy is immediately, like, fetched with Lala instead of Chantel. Like, come on.
But it's so funny because Lala has like this mini skirt, a black mini skirt on, and Joey Lawrence has these like very clearly defined like soccer legs, and it's like these are very clearly man legs. Like there's no.
Also, he also has like he's a very fit young man, and so he has the V shape and the large shoulders.
Yes,
you know, and Eric's got a little more, you know, a little more meat on his bones, and so
like a natural curve.
Yeah, has a little more natural curves than Jack, and so I don't know why they went with that route. And also, too, I feel like if Luther fell in love with Chantel, then that would have been a funnier dynamic one.
Yes,
but also too, they could have had this dynamic where Jack is jealous of Eric when normally, you know, he would be the more attractive male. And so if people are like attracted to Eric as a woman, he might feel insecure or like jealous. And that would have been a funnier storyline, I think. But
that would have been so much better. Yeah, definitely. And and Eric is so much of a better actor. Mm. Wilfred Owl, yes. It would have been so much better in this role.
But he still manages to steal the show. Like, all his scenes, you know, up to this point and later are much better than what Jack has to offer. So.
But I think that it's just the classic, like, oh, pretty means blonde and thin. When clearly, even with them dressed as women, like, men dress as women, you can look at these two and clearly see that, like, thin and blonde does not mean pretty. It doesn't equate. Right. Like, there is more to this. Yeah, it's just really weird. It's weird. It's weird to me. It's tripping me out because it's like, is this really just the stereotype we were subjected to for all of our childhoods? It's like, be thin, be blonde and thin. Yeah. That's what attractive is, even if it looks so unnatural and fucking weird and is clearly not attractive next to what it's standing next to, which is.
Yeah. Sorry. Or they could have even, like, given, like, the ugliest guy in Luther's gang or whatever to, like, maybe fall in love with Eric, you know, and then there's that dynamic where Eric's trying to push this guy off of her. But they just went with this cruel take of just like, you're hideous. I don't get it. It's just, it's disappointing. It's kind of lazy writing, if you ask me.
It does feel a little bit like lazy writing, especially compared to the last episode that
we did.
Yeah, there are some tender moments, though, in this episode. So let's see them. They're going to conspire a little bit.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Positively not.
You want one?
Positively not! Oh!
Come on, Lala. I'll take you places you've never been before.
Bet you've never been there before either.
So he's going to take her out to dinner. Corey keeps updating Topanga that he's like working on their apartment, and she's too scared to even go look at it at this point. She's just like hiding out at the student union reading a book.
She's like, she won't come home even. She's like, come on over. She's like, no, I'm good.
I love it.
One thing that we kind of skipped over is, and it bothers me, is how Mr. Feeney immediately recognizes the boys as in drag, but Topanga is fooled. You know, she's known Eric her entire, like, life almost.
Don't think Topanga's a very observant person.
Okay.
As smart as she likes to think that she is.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah,
it does help the storyline that she doesn't, and then it helps, you know, Eric see his inner beauty, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. She's been through the gauntlet with Corey and Sean going through this.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. It is kind of suspicious that she doesn't recognize them whatsoever.
Right.
And you can tell now that you know that, like, they were trying to write around Ben Savage being in school. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, all the side story has just to do with Topanga. He's only in it for like 1 minute of the show. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Yeah. I feel like it just feels like this is sort of a throwaway episode that, like, okay, we're just going to shoot in two locations for the entire episode, because I mean it would have added more to the story had maybe you seen the dinner date between Jack and Luther, because we only get this scene where, like, they plan a date and then they come back, right? And so I don't know, everything moves so fast, and you know, and the big difference between what Chick Like Me is on the first one we reviewed and what this one is that Chick Like Me didn't use the fact that they were dressed as women as the joke and pushed a storyline that was important and had a message. And this one, the joke is just that they're wearing a dress. Like, that's it.
Exactly.
And so,
yeah, and they play into a weird emotional hand with Chantal, too.
Sure. You know, despite all the criticisms I'm giving it, I still love the episode because I love watching Eric as Chantal.
Yes. I mean, it's probably one of my standalone, like, favorite performances in the entire series, for sure. But yeah, you're right. This episode is weak as hell. I want to skip to when Eric and Topanga, or Chantal and Topanga, are talking in the student union. So this is where, at the point when I rewatched it, this is where I was like, okay, so this is where we'll get our learning lesson kind of emotional arc. It kind of got even worse. Like, oh, I don't like this. Okay.
Are you all right?
Not the thing, I'm not.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Oh, you're Topanga. Everyone knows you. You're beautiful. You have a wonderful husband who loves you. And I'll never have a husband because I'm a shy, ugly little French girl.
No, you're not.
Really?
of our problems. I mean, my husband who loves me also.
Corky?
Corey. Our house is corky and yellow. And I really don't like it at all, but I don't have the heart to tell him.
Oh, but you should.
I should?
Yes, he would not want to do anything that would make you unhappy.
But he's so excited.
But what would make him really excited is to do something that would make you happy.
You think?
Do you love him?
More than anything.
Does he love you?
For our whole lives.
Then trust him. It will all work out okay.
Okay, first off, Topanga, this is not about you. Like, what kind of a sociopath just makes it about them? And number
this person comes crying.
Chantel is better looking than Topanga. Like, what is going on in this episode? I don't even understand, dude. What?
I do. This scene is interesting to me. I feel like this scene is completely improvised.
I don't think it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would really actually love to see the outtakes of this episode, because it seems like in this scene in particular, like Topanga is on the verge of just like cracking up and losing it. And Eric seems to be like in it, like in the role, loving it. And like the corky line is hilarious. And then when he gets up to leave, like, he bends over so his underwear is exposed, and like, I don't think Topanga in that scene was expecting that. And so I think that's all like natural reactions. And so I feel like there's a little improv going on here. But you are right. Like, Chantel just comes sobbing and is just like, I feel like this way. And then Topanga's like, yeah, well, my husband sucks or something.
Right?
Yeah. Don't comfort the girl.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's a weird scene for sure. And then we get, but the whole point is basically just to, like, make fun of Chantel being insecure.
Yeah, and then what, she just learns that she has inner beauty instead of outer beauty, and that's what makes her happy.
Right, but she's not happy, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like a totally wasted lesson. Topanga's phoning it in, basically.
Yeah.
Then Chantel and, what's the other one's name?
Lala
and her guy get back from their date. So I'm gonna play a little bit of that because I find it funny, finally, in this episode turns funny.
So I bought you dinner and shoes. Come back to my place or not?
Oh! Do you think you can buy me for a pair of slingbacks?
Well, what'll it take?
Well, some hockey sticks and, baseball cleats. And what kind of car do you drive?
89 Firebird T-top.
I'd want that.
Well, you ain't getting that.
Then you ain't getting nothing.
Oh, man.
What's happening in this episode?
Yeah, it's just a wreck at this point. Yeah, so, you know, Luther is doing everything he can to get in Lala's pants, and I mean, I guess the joke is like Jack is using him for everything he can before, I don't know, either getting caught or found out.
I love that Jack like truly considers it though. He's like, yeah. Oh, what would it take actually? Maybe. He's like, I mean, Luther is scary though. He has like serious rapey vibes.
Oh yeah.
IRL.
He's just like the one guy in Chick Like Me, like.
Yes.
Just kind of over again. I mean, he's not nearly as handsy or touchy.
Great casting, though. I mean, this guy really creeps me out, truly.
Yes, you are right. But man, yeah, I'm still not buying it. Like, I'm not convinced.
Yeah. And so basically, Lala is going to get him into a compromising situation so that they can take a picture of him and have it for, you know, like evidence later.
Some blackmail.
So yeah, first, what's this bad guy's name? I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Luther.
Luther. I'm sorry. Luther.
He's that memorable.
Yeah. Luther's like going to find Eric and Jack, and he's gonna beat them up. And Jack's like, oh God, I have to stop this somehow. So as Lala, he decides to like throw a wrench in the plan.
I'm gonna get a couple of my boys and I'm gonna pound those two. Thanks to you, I'm very frustrated.
Oh. I wouldn't want to be responsible for any violence. And what does violence solve?
Wow, what a great message to send to young girls watching this.
also, like, why do guys think that this tough guy persona is really, like, appealing? Like, he's this girl he's trying to, like, get him to like. He's like, I'm gonna beat up these two guys for no reason, and like,
well, and like, it's your fault if you don't satisfy a guy, they're gonna go hurt somebody.
No, you're right. Like, it's just disgusting. Like,
so disturbing.
I got blue balls now, so you've made me angry.
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah, like, and that's, yeah, I guess that goes, that just kind of went over my head. Like, yeah, the message is if, like, if you don't please me, then I'm gonna turn into some kind of monster. Like, that's gross.
Right? Oh, yeah, I thought so too. All right, I'll keep playing.
Resolves that I'm not disrespected in front of my boys. I will not be made to look the fool.
Oh, I see. You don't want to be embarrassed in front of your pals.
That's right.
Well, when Lala hears all that He-Man talk, gets her feeling a little snuggly.
Does.
Uh-huh. Oh, Chantel! Oh, look at us! Aren't we just pretty as a picture?
Okay, despite all the grossness of this scene and just how bad it is, Eric's look from across the quad is so damn funny. That's the only part that I like truly laughed out loud. Like, just that look, I died.
He's so jealous that Lala is attractive to men and he's not. He's just so upset. He's like, first off, you're on a date, and second off, you want me to take a picture of it. How dare you? How dare you? So they do get a picture of him, of course.
Okay, open your eyes.
How you doing? Let's discuss your reputation, pal.
It's you!
Hello!
It's both of you! I'll kill you both!
I don't think so. Hey, you see this right here? You even look at us wrong again. This picture is going on the school webpage.
Fine. I won't look at you wrong. I won't look at you at all.
Well, I'm beautiful on the inside, and on the inside, you're a pig!
Man, I cannot wait to go home and get out of these clothes.
Eric?
I never feel so alive in my life. I just want to.
So you can totally tell that they have been filming like all day, because Eric's accent from the beginning, when it was like really spot on, has just sort of died at this point.
Right.
So you can tell like it's been a long filming day. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just feels so quick and so like fast between the point of we're doing this scheme where we dress as women to we've caught the guy is so fast. And it's
mishandled.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. And then the whole way they wrap it up is like blackmail via sexual assault via unconsenting photographs
to, you know, basically homophobia, because he's
truly, I mean, it's awful. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Even for the 90s, it's kind of like, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it would have been funnier or better. So like the whole point of the whole start of the episode is that Luther's going to throw this rave, right? Like, maybe it would have been funnier if they had a rave at the end. And then, I don't know. And then like they went as the girls and they had fun as women instead of this gross feeling of like, I have to be out of this, you know, like maybe just embraced it a little more and had some fun. Like maybe they catch him at the rave and then like he gets embarrassed anyway and then leaves and then they have fun the rest of the night, you know, in their dresses or whatever. But like, I don't know. I just feel like they could have done more.
They could have. I like it. He's comfortable in his own skin and he's such like a perfect representation. I just love his character so much. Like, Eric is never afraid to be himself and he's never ashamed to be himself. And I think he's the perfect character for that. And like, you can see it all the way through his performance in the whole episode. And then I like that they really touch on just that they do let it linger with his character, because like, as we'll see at the end, he ends up not wanting to like, well, I don't know which one you would say has a worse time readjusting to being a man again. The first Corey and Topanga, like, they make up, you know, they have their little makeup moment at the end.
Corey, what did you do?
You know, you keep saying that.
It's beautiful!
Oh, what? It wasn't beautiful before?
No. Actually, it was hideous.
So why didn't you tell me?
Because I know you. I know how much work you put into this, and I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Well, Topanga, I know you too. Okay? I've known you all my life, and I know you didn't like what I was doing, so I changed it.
Well, I love it now. Show me what else you've done.
Well, I'm glad you love it, Topanga. And if there's ever something that I do that you don't love, all you have to do is tell me. I mean, it's not like it's gonna hurt the marriage here. We're a team, you know? And if you don't like something, Topanga, then I don't like something.
I don't like the mirror over the bed.
Tough!
That went right over my head until this watch. Did you pick that up, that I don't like the mirror over the bed?
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing a big cross necklace. Like this gaudy 90s diamond cross necklace.
She might as well be wearing a WWJD bracelet.
Right? But they're talking about having a mirror over their bed. Like, what? Come on now, boy.
Hey, they're newlyweds.
That's wild. I did not catch that until this watch. I was like, what? That's crazy. 10-year-old me did not understand that. 16-year-old me did not understand that. And 25-year-old me did not understand that. Like, damn, I'm dumb.
You know, it was an okay storyline, but I don't know. I don't know that they needed the storyline anyway. Like, for what this episode's about and what they're doing, I just feel like it would have been more enjoyable had we just had more of Eric and Jack than this little storyline taking up time. So
yeah, they needed to flesh out this whole thing better. Yeah. It seemed, yeah.
What? Why are you talking like that? What do you mean? I'm a man, all right? This is how a man talks. This is how a man dresses. This is how a man walks. And this right here is how a man shoots stick.
Huh? Jack, you're overcompensating.
Hey, what are you looking at? Looking at me? You want a piece of me, my friend? Get out of my eyesight.
Man, I bet Eric's readjusting to his manhood better than you.
Hello!
Maybe not.
Hello, you two boys. Oh, it's such a beautiful day outside, but not nearly as beautiful as me on the inside.
Eric, we're in the clear. You don't have to be a woman anymore.
Oh, I know, but see, I just discovered how beautiful I was. So I decided to stay like this forever. So satisfying and rewarding to be in touch with one's feminist side.
Now I'm gonna get in touch with her feminist side, so excuse me.
Hello! Hello, we can be best friends!
Oh, come on, everyone experiments in college.
Oh my God. At least they put the everyone experiments in college. They had to like save it with that last line was okay. But like, no, Eric would never do that. And also Eric looks better in this last scene than he does in the whole episode too. I love this outfit. Amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, you're totally right. Like the outfit's way cute. Makeup is way on point. Like she looks amazing at this point, but yeah, this whole scene is just kind of gross with just Jack being hyper toxic masculine.
But I love how they're poking fun at it though.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That was fun.
Yeah, and Sean who's been through this thing, you know, been through this type of thing, knows that he's gonna get over it. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel like the most satisfying ending to this
story. I know it doesn't. I was super bummed and disappointed when I rewatched this one as well. Mm-hmm. But I remembered liking this one more than I liked the other one that we covered. But
you still
feel
that way?
No, definitely not. But I think it's what you said, that I like Eric.
Uh-huh.
I love his outfits. Well, when he's dressed up like Chantal, or I love her outfits. And even Lala's outfits I like too. The leopard print top. Like, I really don't think that Matthew Lawrence looks good in it, any of them, but they work. But yeah, and I forgot about the whole Corey and Topanga subplot. So whenever I saw that apartment, I died laughing. I forgot all about that.
Way I know how to compare this episode to is like Space Jam, because like I love Space Jam and I'll endlessly watch it. But if you actually look at the storylines and the writing, it's garbage.
Girl.
But I love it. And so, you know, I'll watch this episode any day.
Right before I recorded this with you, I was just finishing watching Space Jam. I'm not lying. I swear to God, because I'm not recording it tomorrow night, but the night after.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm excited for you. We're gonna, it's one giant commercial.
Oh God. Bill Murray's in it at some point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Notable Nostalgia is going to tackle Space Jam, but we're going to wait till the new one comes out and try to like compare.
Oh, nice. Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Although I saw the trailer for the new one. It does not look good, but.
Oh God. Well, I really want to dive into why like Michael Jordan's, not why, but like that, the fact that his dad died and then his whole career in baseball and his gambling addiction and the fact that a lot of people still believe that his father was murdered because of his gambling debts.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And a lot of people feel like that his suspension was just his leaving was technically a suspension for his gambling, but
interesting.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, freaking love Space Jam. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm pretty hyped for the music.
The music is dope.
Feel about La La Bunny. What's her name?
Oh, Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that there's a lot of controversy about her, so I'm excited to see. The world needs my hot takes.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it. So I'm really excited that you just did Scream, because I haven't listened to that episode yet, but Scream just became available on HBO. So I am going to watch that very soon and listen to your review. So.
Oh man, have you never seen it?
No, I've seen it. It's just been a long, long time since I've seen it. So
it's so good. And that was a really good episode, because I had Max on from Bird from Measuring Flicks.
Nice.
And he's like kind of like a horror movie guru. So he really talked over my head for most of the episode. It was pretty good. And as he does. God, you guys. All right, let's see. Sorry, my brain is in like 1,000 places. We're doing Now and Then tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. So
did you watch it yet?
No, I'm watching it after we're done. I'll be watching it tonight and doing typing up the review.
So excited to see if you like it or not, because while researching and like everything for it, I realized that it might not be that good. Maybe like my nostalgia glasses are just too thick.
Is pretty great.
It is
the cast. Yeah, and I have not seen Rosie O'Donnell in stuff forever. And I haven't like, and I loved Rosie growing up, so like I'm excited to watch it because it's something I haven't seen of Rosie. So
all the acting is fucking phenomenal, and especially the kid actors are really, really good. They are the whole movie pretty much.
Okay.
But it's written by the same person that wrote Pretty Little Liars. I don't know if you're like a big Marlene King person, but
I haven't watched that either.
Destroyer of fucking lives. it's a good movie. I'm excited because I think you're the only one of us that hasn't seen it.
It's true. Yeah. Between everyone who's on the podcast tomorrow recording, I'm the only one that hasn't seen it yet, so
hell yeah. All right, man, I don't know how to wrap up this episode.
You know it's just such a weird one in the season, that
and season 7 is weird. It's the wedding episode arc, I hated all that.
Like I said, like I just feel like they were just trying to fill time and didn't really know what to do, and so drag's funny, so let's do that. I wish they would have handled it just a little better.
Especially it just wasn't a great episode. It wasn't that funny. There wasn't much substance there.
There really was no lesson.
No, there wasn't. It doesn't even feel like Boy Meets World. It's like they kind of like tried to shoehorn in this weird lesson with Eric, but it didn't happen really.
Somehow.
So what is the lesson here? Sexual assault? Like, are we supposed to be learning how to sexually assault people?
Yeah, it's not good. Like,
what it feels like.
couldn't Jack have called him out for his gross behavior instead of just, I don't know,
sexually assaulting him, blackmailing him?
Yeah.
Like, because I know that Luther is a bad guy, but he does get sexually assaulted by Jack.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. Is happening?
None of this is really okay.
It's too much.
I told you I wanted to review this episode because I.
I loved it too. I'm not gonna lie. I am totally sexually attracted to fucking Will Friedle.
Is a babe.
All the boys, all of them. I don't like Topanga. That's the thing. She's my least favorite character on that show.
Yeah, I don't dislike Topanga, but you know, if I'm gonna rank characters, she's not up there.
Yeah, and the new series, like Girl Meets World, didn't ever really try to get into any transgender issues. And so I do at least commend them. But no, I can't really even say that. I was going to say, like, I commend Boy Meets World for trying, but it's like they didn't try. This, with the other episode, they did. With this, this is not, this is just a thing they threw at a wall.
And like, to be clear, this isn't really like a trans thing either. It's just, I mean, if anything, it's cross-dressing.
Right.
But, you know, but me as a growing up as a young trans person, like seeing someone in the other gender and looking, you know, objectively pretty.
Right.
Did open up some doors for me. So,
yeah. Definitely.
But yeah. Oh, I wish we would have gotten more Chantel throughout the season.
Yes, Chantel.
It would have been fun if they carried it into another episode. Like,
that would be crazy if Chantel like had a spinoff. Ended.
That would be amazing.
Chantel's world. Oh my god. It would be fucking amazing. Just, like, keep it in that apartment with that red sofa that they have.
Right.
And you could have the neighbor girl with red hair.
Uh-huh.
I'd love more of her, more screen time of her, and just like less Jack.
Yeah, it's but you know, I'm glad we talked about it.
Yes.
And I'm glad we talked about it so soon comparatively to Chick Like Me.
Yes.
So you can see, like, this is how it's done well, and this is how it's not done well. So,
yeah, exactly. Definitely. Two pretty good examples of how to nail it and how to fail it.
Yeah.
And then, do you want to plan on doing another Boy Meets World episode eventually, or no?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I love Boy Meets World. But we can do, I'll come on for anything. Like,
cool.
I mean, we still, you know, we mentioned that Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. I'm always down to talk horror movies.
Which Are You Afraid of the Dark episode did you
if you want to do it, I really want to do a review of Gruesome Gourmets.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It cracks me up. A lot of people hate that episode, but it's so campy and so good that it's like one of my top five. So
perfect. Yeah, I know Brett will want to do that one. I think he likes that one too.
Okay,
that sounds good. And if people want to find your podcast, where can they go?
Oh, yeah. So we're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on some other platforms, too. But, you know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. More on Facebook and Instagram. But like Instagram.com/notable.nostalgia, Facebook.com/notable.nostalgia. And we do like memes and watch parties and giveaways and all kinds of cool stuff. And yeah, we just have a lot of fun on those pages and should check us out.
Yes. And
go subscribe to the podcast because we talk about a lot of cool stuff. And when is this coming out?
Probably like 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now. Okay. So this will be at the end of our Simpsons month. And so right now through April, all the topics are on Simpsons stuff. And we have an interview with Bill Oakley, who's a former writer and showrunner of The Simpsons. And then we do some like we list our favorite episodes and some of our favorite side characters and stuff. So go check it out. It's a lot of fun.
That's so exciting. Yeah, their podcast is a blast. And definitely leave a review because it helps other people find it.
Yeah.
That are interested in the same things and just share it with people.
Rating helps too. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you should definitely do the same thing for Cassandra.
I always forget. I'm like, I almost want to go take out my Patreon plugs on my earlier episodes because sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, what if someone joined my Patreon and I'm supposed to be making it like a bonus episode right now, and I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah. There's something else I want to promote that's not Notable Nostalgia. So I run, if you're a Pete and Pete fan, I run an Instagram page called Krebstar Industries. What I do is I catalog and make fake ads for every single Krebstar product mentioned in the Pete and Pete series.
What?
Yeah, it's really fun. And so
that's insane. Awesome.
It's like this sort of graphic design project that I'm doing. So
that is so cool.
That's at Instagram.com/ Krebstar_industries. And yeah, so if you like Pete and Pete, just give it a follow. I have a little shop with some shirts and stickers and whatnot. So if you're a Pete and Pete fan, you can get some cool swag.
That is so cool. I love Pete and Pete, so I will definitely be doing that.
Sweet.
I am a huge Pete and Pete fan. And that's like what I guess my favorite Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
I just don't talk about it that much because I feel like big orange couch has already marked their territory.
Yeah, I get it. But like, you know, we've done some stuff on Notable Nostalgia and we've had our own fun with it. So, and seriously, yeah. If you ever want to talk Pete and Pete, like I will be there in a heartbeat. Like it is. So I was always convinced that like Ren and Stimpy was my favorite Nickelodeon show. And I do really love Ren and Stimpy. But over the last couple of years, I've been really digging into Pete and Pete, and it is like by far the best series that Nickelodeon ever created. And
oh yeah.
There's no denying it. And so
it's by far, it's eons above.
Yeah.
Like most television that's ever been created.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so surreal and cerebral. And
I feel like if you want to do it, just do it. It's your podcast, your rules, do whatever you want. So
yeah, I guess we should just end off with a recommendation.
Okay.
My recommendation is going to be Men on Film. It's a podcast. They're currently watching The Firm, which is going to be their next podcast episode, I think. And so I'm about to go watch it when I get off of here. And so that I can listen to them clown on it for 2 hours. They're a really funny podcast. They're really fun. They make me laugh. And so I listen to them like first thing in the morning. Highly recommend Men on Film. That's my recommendation for the week.
Nice. You know, this is sort of not that this podcast needs any recommendation because they're super popular, but just in case you don't know about it, it's a podcast I really love called Dr. Game Show. And what it is, it's hosted by these two comedians, and every week they and a bunch of contestants play games that listeners submit. And so listeners send rules for a fake game that they just made up, or maybe they like obscurely play in their homes, and so they just play them on the spot, and it's always very chaotic. But it's very funny and very entertaining. So just go check out Dr. Game Show. Like I think more people should listen to it. It's very funny.
That sounds fun. That sounds really fun. Yeah, I'm looking for more fun stuff instead of like the news is kind of horrible.
Yeah.
I had a speech prepared for like the last time we were going to record together and there was a mass shooting. And then I ended up having to record.
4 or 5 since then, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're definitely going through unprecedented times. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody affected. There is going to be a time for reform. Or in politics, but like now is not the time. You know, this is a time for healing. Press the reset button when you go to bed, goldfish. It will be okay. Like, isn't that the line? Isn't that the party line we gotta tell?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gosh, like I can't even criticize Joe Biden without hearing it.
That's insane.
It's so
he's scary. A rapist. He's like an actual rapist.
I mean, he's definitely not a great person in general. And I know like people argue like the lesser of two evils, sure.
Like, even Bernie's not good and extreme enough for me, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just feel like we need to push Joe Biden as far left as we can, much as we can, and like for people to just be like, he's only been in the office for 2 months. Like, yeah, but that's like 2 more months that kids are still in cages. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's true. People need healthcare.
We need our student loans forgiven.
He's been a Wall Street player, you know, for his whole life.
Yep.
That's the reality of it. It's sad. You can see it all firing up all over independently, and it'll all come to a head, I think, when it needs to. I hope we're going to devolve into some kind of like really classist country where you really just have like the haves and the have nots. And I feel like the pandemic is putting that into proportion into a scope for so many people. It's like either you have the privilege to stay inside of your home and have everything delivered, or you have to go to work. Now you're separating society into two kinds of people that will get sick and people that won't.
Yeah.
And I think that's becoming more glaringly obvious to everybody.
I do feel like, you said, I feel like we're having a goldfish moment though, where everyone's just like, oh, great, I got my vaccine and things are normal. And it's like, no, they're not.
No. We gotta solve JonBenet's murder.
Yeah.
We gotta, so many things to do.
I had a blast as always. And seriously, any topic, anytime, I'll be back. So.
Hell yes, thank you. I'll see you soon.
Tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui. n'importe qui, ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi. Il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Tu m'as dit, j'ai rendez-vous dans un sous-sol avec des fous qui vivent la guitare à la main du soir au matin. Alors je t'ai accompagné, on a chanté, on a dansé, et l'on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Hier soir, deux inconnus, et ce matin sur l'avenue, deux amoureux tout étourdis par la longue nuit. Et de l'étoile à la concorde, un orchestre a mis le corps, tous les oiseaux du point du jour chantent l'amour. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux